And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the first aid convoy reached victims of an earthquake in northern Syria on Thursday as he appealed for more access and funds to assist the millions affected by the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria on Monday. Guterres lamented the tragedy of the earthquake coming on top of the Syrian war and refugee crisis.
A center of solidarity is now an epicenter of suffering. People are facing nightmares on top of nightmares.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke by phone with the Turkish foreign minister Thursday to express continued support and discuss how the United States can continue efforts to provide assistance to those in Turkey and Syria affected by the earthquake. The State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the United States will continue to demand unhindered humanitarian access to Syria. He urged Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government to immediately allow aid through all border crossings.
We are calling on the Assad regime to immediately allow all humanitarian aid in through all border crossings and to let humanitarians access all persons in Syria in need.
The United States said Thursday that the Chinese balloon shot down by the U.S. military over the weekend was capable of collecting intelligence signals and was part of a Chinese military surveillance program around the globe. A senior State Department official said the balloon's equipment was clearly for intelligence surveillance rather than collecting weather data. As China had said, the FBI continues to collect wreckage from the balloon that was shot down by a U.S. fighter jet on Saturday over the Atlantic Ocean off the eastern coast of the United States.